Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, with Superman unaware of their peril, Jimmy Olsen and Detective Candy Myers are trapped on a London shipping dock by murder-bent George DeSella and his bloodthirsty waterfront gang. Listen.
Listen, you two blokes. You got 1 minute to come out with your hands up. If you don't, we're coming in to get you.
Looks bad for the home team, Candy.
Yeah, Jim, it sure does.
Gee whiz, what'll we do?
I don't know yet, but from where I sit, it looks as if we're cooked, but good.
A lot of you, gang, have younger brothers and sisters who look up to you as their big brother or big sister. And that makes you feel pretty good, doesn't it? But I'm sure you've learned by now that lots of responsibility goes along with being a big brother or big sister. You know, you've got to set an example. Always know the score and come through in tough spots. You know, too, that if you let the kid brother or sister down even once, you fall in his or her opinion. And in your own. Well, in some ways, the United States is the same as you are. In the United Nations, for instance, Uncle Sam is a big brother, too. We are expected to set an example for other countries, and they look up to us. But if the things we do at home aren't up to standard, our international reputation suffers, and our leadership is weakened. When, for example, we don't play fair with our own citizens, when we don't give Americans a square deal because of their race or religion, then we as a nation lose face in the eyes of the world, because we guarantee equal rights to all citizens in our Constitution. And every one of us must help keep that promise. Otherwise, we're going back on our word. One of the important things you and your friends can do to guarantee a square deal to every American is to make sure your club is open to youngsters of every race and religion. For one thing, who can tell? Maybe that kid down the block, the one whose folks can't speak English so well, is just the outfielder your baseball team's been looking for. By just such little things, you'll be doing your share toward helping Uncle Sam keep his reputation as big brother to the world.
And now, the adventures of Superman. Having been told that a little yellow and green parrot named Tippy can reveal the location of a secret and fantastic kingdom under the Atlantic Ocean, Clark Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and Private Detective Candy Myers searched the London docks for a mysterious sailor who had stolen the bird. Finally, as night fell, Jimmy and Candy, who had separated from Kent to continue their search, located Tippy and his abductor, a burly man named George DeSella. After starting a fight with DeSella in a coffee shop, Jim and Candy escaped with Tippy during a free-for-all. But they were soon followed by the sailor and his waterfront mob and cornered on a dark freight dock where they hid in an empty packing crate. They were just about to congratulate themselves on a successful escape when the parrot began to screech. As we join them now, Tippy has finally been quieted, but the damage has been done. Listen.
Them blokes are hiding someplace around here, mate. Spread out and find them.
Looks bad for the home team now, Candy.
You ain't kidding, Jim. If only that stupid bird...
Look, if Tippy doesn't talk anymore, maybe they won't find us.
Look, how dumb do you think those guys can be?
Hey, why don't you blokes give yourselves up? You know we've got your corners.
He's right, Candy. Maybe we ought to give
up. Okay. I'll let them know where we are. But if they want to come and get us, it'll cost them.
What do you mean?
Just keep low and watch.
No, Candy, don't.
Hey, listen, you bum.
You can't shoot it out with all of them.
Here they are, mates. Come on, let's get them.
Stay where you are, DeSella. The first guy who moves a step closer gets a mess of lead in his head.
That's a bluff, mates. Come on, at him.
Okay, I warned you.
Oh! You got one.
You can play at that game, matey.
Jeepers, they're shooting back at us.
Yeah, but they can't get a clear shot at this box from where they are.
This is your last warning. Come out with your hands up or we'll blast you out.
Blast away, you rock-headed crudge!
They're getting too close to comfort, Candy.
Yeah, this'll move them back a little.
Don't be a fool, matey. What'll you do when you fire the three shots you got left, eh?
Just let me see your ugly puss, the seller, and I'll show you.
What makes him think you've only got three shots left, Candy?
He's guessing, but he's right.
Uh-oh.
Listen, you blokes, I'm warning you. We ain't waiting long. Now, you got 1 minute to come out with your hands up. After that, we're coming in to get you.
Oh, this ain't healthy, Jim. If only Kent could track us down.
Yeah. And what about the cops?
Look,
come they...
Jim, there's only one thing to do. It's risky, but it's our only chance.
What is it, Candy?
Make a run for it, dive into the drink, and swim like crazy.
What about the parrot?
We leave him here. Then if we get out of this jam, we come back for him.
But gee whiz, won't the seller find him?
We trick him into thinking we got the bird by taking the cage with us, see?
And leave Tippy here in this box.
Yeah, wrapped up in your coat so he won't squawk.
Only 30 seconds left, blokes. What do you say?
This is what we say, the seller!
Step on it, Jim. Take the bird out of the cage.
Right. Come on, Tippy. And this time...
That ain't only two shots, matey.
That's enough to get you with, stupid.
Okay, Candy. Tippy's all wrapped up.
Swell. Now kick your shoes off.
There they go again.
Yeah, we gotta work fast now.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Okay. Now, as soon as I give you the word, climb up and run like a scared rabbit.
Don't worry. I will.
Uh-oh. There's a guy climbing over some bales. He's heading for us.
Hi, where do you think you're going, chum?
Oh!
That'll teach you!
Yeah, but you only got one shot. And 10 seconds left. Better get up now.
Stick your dirty head out from behind that bale, the seller, and I'll show you how many shots I got left.
Okay, Jim. Now, go!
How am I going, seller? Am I
going to
run?
Get advanced and get that parrot!
All right. Keep going, Jim.
I am.
Okay. Now hit the drink.
As Jimmy and Candy dive off the dock into the black water, Clark Kent emerges from a coffee shop and returns to the corner where he was to meet them.
Huh. Jimmy and Candy still aren't here, more than half an hour after they were due to meet me. Wonder where they... Uh-oh, sounds like gunfire. Oh, maybe not. Could be motor backfire. Hey, no, that's shooting. Great Scott, maybe Candy and Jim found a cellar and the parrot. And finding them is a job for Superman.
Jim! Jim!
Right here, Candy.
You all right?
So far.
Okay. Follow me and swim hard.
There they are, mate. Head and Abby.
Duck, Jim! Dive! No! Oh,
Candy! Candy! Oh, my gosh. He's been shot.
And that one now try for the other.
Candy! Can't hold him up. What'll I do? Help! Help!
Clinging desperately to the unconscious Candy Myers, Jimmy Olsen struggles to keep himself and his friend from being drawn down under the surface of the swift-moving black waters. Can Superman find them before Jim, too, is hit? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So, keep listening.
Ever see a baseball team fall apart? I'm sure you have. Sometimes there seems to be no good reason for it. The shortstop is terrific. The first baseman batted 350 when he was with another team. The outfielder has a throwing arm that's the best in the league. Yet, when they get out on the diamond, when they have to play together as a team, they're no good. They look as if they have two left feet and six thumbs apiece. Now, how does this happen? Why do they fall apart? No teamwork. That's the answer. What good's the shortstop if he can't play with the first baseman? Who cares about the throwing arm of the outfielder if he doesn't click with the catcher? No one man alone is a baseball team, and no baseball team can win, no matter how good their individual players, if all of them don't work together. Well, a country's somewhat the same as a baseball team. No matter how good our individual citizens may be, if we don't work together, we fall apart. Because one man alone can't run a railroad. One man alone can't build a city. All of us of all sizes and shapes, with all talents and skills, of all races and religions, all of us working together are a nation. A smooth-running nation. A nation that clicks as a team. and can come out with a top score at any competition. You belong to that team, and you must do your part to keep it strong. Just as a baseball team can't win when there's no pulling together, so our nation is weakened when Americans don't play ball with one another. So get together, gang, with your teammates of all races, religions, and nationalities, and help roll up a score we can all be proud of.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As Jimmy Olsen struggled to keep himself and the unconscious Candy Myers from being swept out to sea by the tide, a squad of London police, attracted by the sound of gunfire, arrived on the scene and routed DeSella and his men. Meanwhile, Clark Kent, alarmed by the failure of Jimmy and Candy to keep an appointment with him, also heard the sound of distant shooting. And swiftly resuming his true identity of Superman, zoomed up into the fog-drenched night sky. Up, up, and away!
That's where the shooting is. Down there on those dark wharves. Well, thank heaven Jim and Candy aren't there. Wait a minute. What's that in the water? Great Scott, it... Yes, it's Jim and Candy. Down to them. Down!
Like a red and blue rocket bomb, Superman plummets down into the black waters of the London waterfront. Then, in the flick of an eyelash, he swoops up the nearly spent Jimmy Olsen and the unconscious form of Candy Myers, and even before Jimmy is aware of what is happening, he has landed gently on the shore.
There we are, Jim.
Superman.
That's right. Now, tell me, what on earth happened?
I'm glad to see you.
Well, that goes for me, too. What happened?
We tried to get away, and they... Holy smokes. Candy, is he...
He's okay, Jim. Just a shallow scalp wound. See? He's coming to now.
Jeepers. I was afraid...
Jim. Jim.
Right here, Candy. We're okay now. Superman pulled us out.
Superman?
That's right, yeah. Candy. You okay?
Jumper, Jemima. Tippy. We gotta get Tippy.
Harrod, that's right.
Where is it?
We had to leave him in a box back on the dock.
What?
You see, DeSella and his gang were shooting at us,
and... We had to do that to save the parrot. He's important because he knows the location of the Undersea's kingdom.
Save that for later. Right now, we got to get that bird, and you got to help us, Superman. You got to.
Okay.
He's back there on one of those docks.
Right. Get set for a fast trip.
Up with you.
There we are. Now, up, up, and away! You sure this is the right place, Candy?
Yeah, Superman. There's the box where we left Tippy.
Are you certain?
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Wait, I'll show you. Holy Jemima!
What's the matter, Candy?
He's gone. The parrot's gone.
As Superman stands by, Jimmy Olsen and Candy Myers stare in dismay at the empty box in which they had left the parrot, who is their only clue to the Undersea's kingdom. What has happened to Tippy? Can it be that after risking their lives to get it, our friends have lost their last chance to learn the location of the fantastic kingdom under the sea? Tomorrow's episode brings a startling surprise, gang, mixed with plenty of thrilling action. So don't miss it. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 8 of Kingdom Under the Sea on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Captain Midnight, which follows in just a moment. And right after Captain Midnight, you will hear Tom Mix and his Ralston Straight Shooters. This is a Mutual Broadcasting System.